Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Against the Braves, which will begin on Friday night.
He gets on base. Rocco, do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold live with us this morning.
If he's a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good?
Matt, good morning. How's the tooth? I was worried about you. I saw you earlier this week and you had a major dental issue.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, thanks. It's getting better every day. I was struggling for about a week there, but the medication has kicked in and I'm doing a lot better.
Well, at the worst possible time, right? Because we're up against the trade deadline. I wonder, is it like the presidency where, like, you know, if the president goes into surgery, there's somebody else who's left in charge to run the country in case that deal, that big offer comes in while you're, you know, in the dentist chair. is there somebody who can make that call?
Oh yeah, we have plenty of capable people here. Actually, when I was with Tampa Bay, right on the deadline, two consecutive years, 1 year, Andrew Friedman, actually his wife had a baby on the trade deadline. And the next, I think the following year, he was actually in the hospital for, he lost his appendix. And so we were dealing with him while he was going in and out, for us in a couple of years. So those were exciting times. So hopefully I don't get that too far down the road.
Right. Him all looped up. I gotta trade them all. Trade all the bums.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, let's get after it. Buyers or sellers? I know you definitely want to add somebody to this ball club because you think this is a team that can make a run in the postseason. But it's not as easy as said and done, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Vince. I think, honestly, we're looking to try to help this team. You know, we've been working very, very hard to try to do that. The players have played great, you know, and we're in a position where, you know, we should try to do what we can to help this ball club. And so that's what our focus is. And obviously sometimes those deals, you know, it takes two to tango and we're going to do everything we can to try to help the team here. But you know, certainly still have about a week to go here before the deadline.
Matt, it's been an interesting year for you guys. A lot of injuries, calling up a lot of players, Terrain and Weimer and Mitchell and all those guys. What are some areas you would like to see your ball club improve on following the trade deadline?
Bats, offense.
Yeah, I think we'd probably be in that family. Yeah. You know, I watch the games just like you guys look and, you know, one thing I would say, you know, whether we're winning 7-0 or 2-1, you know, it's still a win. And so that's something that, you know, our brand of baseball has been pretty tight. And so, you know, I don't know if that's a lot of fun always for everyone. But I can assure you that, you know, if we can get a comfortable lead, we'd like to do that. So, you know, I think some of that is obviously coming through our pitching and defense, but also scoring more runs as well.
Now, with the change in the playoff format, more teams are making the playoffs. Matt, is it different this time of year with the change in the format? Are teams like not sure if should we buy, should we sell, or is the dialogue die down a little bit because teams just aren't sure they have an opportunity to get in the playoffs later on in the season?
Yeah, I do. I think that's exactly right. I think we're seeing teams that are still sort of trying to decide what they want to be, and we saw the Angels make a move last night, which indicated which direction they're going to go. I think a lot of teams are just waiting to get more information on how they're playing over the next couple days to make that ultimate decision on what they want to do here at the deadline.
Talking with Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. So who's helping you in the organization, Matt, make those decisions? Is Counts chirping at you? Are the players coming to you and are like, hey, listen, I got a guy for you?
Oh my God. We have a lot of assistant GMs right now. It's every guy, it's every player in the clubhouse. Wade Miley's been a special assistant here, giving me all kinds of great ideas. Coaches just coming left and right. I got fans. My dad will drop me notes. I mean, we have a lot of people with a lot of trade ideas. And you know, look, I want all the ideas we can get because I want to hopefully help this team.
No, you don't. You do not want your dad calling you up and saying, listen, son, here's a guy.
It doesn't matter if I want it or not. I mean, I'm still going to get it. So it's all good. No, I really do like the ideas.
That's like me with my old man in baseball. Just embrace it, man.
Absolutely.
All right. So do you have one final thing for you? Any idea, like, these are things that can happen anytime. We could get off the phone today, and in a matter of minutes or hours, you could have a huge trade. It could be days. Could it ultimately end up, this is the team we have?
Yeah, I do think that's possible. I think that we are very actively trying to make additions to help this ball club, you know, so. But at the same time, we believe in this team. We really do. We do believe in the group that we have here, and these guys have worked really hard to put themselves in this position. And I think this is a really good club, and I think we do have a good enough team here to go deep into the playoffs.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Look forward to talking about some huge acquisitions next week, Matt.
Hope so. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Tell your dad hello from all of us, too.